This is Dan Sheridan with PaulsEvangel.com. Are we on a path that leads to life? Religion and the scriptures are rarely on the same wavelength. This is true also of the Christian religion. The Christian religion uses false expressions that mislead us from the truth. The Christian religion may use scripture, but it either misquotes it or distorts it to suit its previously established views contained in creeds or doctrinal statements. How often have people taken the following verses in Matthew 7, 13, and 14 and used them to teach that a man is saved by works? Quote, "Enter through this cramped gate, for broad is the gate, and spacious is the way which is leading away into destruction, and many are those entering through it. Yet what a cramped gate and narrowed way is the one leading away into life, and few are those who are finding it." Unquote. This passage has been used to teach that man is either on a path to being saved, or he is on a path to some kind of Miltonian underworld. Orthodoxy says that only a few people will be saved, and the rest will be lost forever in a chamber of torture, darkness, loneliness, and despair. This teaching is such a distortion of this passage, it is hard to contemplate a worse interpretation. It is about as accurate as calling a banana a porterhouse steak. So why has this passage been ripped from its context and made to teach such horrible things? There can be many answers, but the main answer is deception. The scriptures have to be correctly cut in order to understand them properly. In this passage in Matthew, the context is the kingdom that was promised to Israel in chapters like Daniel 2. One day Christ will return and set up his glorious kingdom, and Israel will be the kingdom of priests and the holy nation. The context of Matthew 7 is entrance into that kingdom. It has nothing to do with going to heaven or the alternative Miltonian torture chamber. It has everything to do with a position in the coming kingdom on earth. The Lord Jesus was addressing Jewish believers who had Jewish expectations that will be fulfilled. There is not one Gentile being addressed in this passage. As a matter of fact, no one listening to me today is being addressed in Matthew 7. The Apostle Paul is the Apostle of the nations today, and God committed to him the message for us today. Paul tells us in Romans 3, 23 and 24 that all have sinned and are wanting of the glory of God, being justified gratuitously in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. Notice that there is nothing about a path. There is no process. All have sinned. That's you and me. The result of this sin is that we are all wanting of the glory of God. That is, you and I are lacking. We do not measure up to God. But notice it continues by saying, being justified gratuitously in his grace. There is no process. The very moment we are wanting of the glory of God, the very same moment we are justified. And it is gratuitously. It is in his grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. So, when we correctly cut the word of truth, we can properly interpret Matthew and Romans. We do not have to harmonize them. In Matthew, the Lord was talking to Jews about entrance into their kingdom on earth. In Romans, Paul is talking about justifying sinners today who will be in the celestial realms. These are aeonian distinctions. The various judgments and rewards of God during the eons are temporary and do not affect the eternal destiny of anyone. They are aeonian. But Paul says in Romans 5, 18 and 19 that one day after the eons are over, all will be justified and all will be vivified. So when we correctly cut the word of truth, we will see that Matthew 7 is true, Romans 3 is true, and Romans 5, 18 and 19 are true. There are truths that apply to different people at different times, but at the end we will arrive at the same place, acclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This is Dan Sheridan at PaulsEvangel.com. If you have any questions, you can call at 847-312-4676.